Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so I called the first technician that I thought might be Jimmy, and he gave me Jimmy's phone number. I called Jimmy 3 times, and it just goes straight to the answering machine every time.
I know. It's 7 o'clock here at night. I'm sure you're not going to get an answer from him. I was going to tell you that, but.
Well, I mean, he should still answer, regardless of what time it is. I mean, you know, provided that it's a respectable time, like 7 o'clock, then, you know, he should still answer his phone, because there may be a reason, you know, that it's important that we be able to speak with him. But then again, you know, if he's busy, it's understandable that he may not be able to get to the phone.
He may be doing an install. I don't know.
That's very true. He could still be out on the, he could still be out performing installs.
Yeah.
So I don't have the ability to confirm with Jimmy that he'll definitely be out tomorrow, and the order is
that's fine. I don't have a problem with that because Jimmy told me he would be there, and I'm fully confident that he is going to be there.
Okay, then I'm just going to note the account that you called. Let's see here.
Okay.
So that way, when our team reviews the order to call the customer for scheduling, they'll be able to see the note. And you're with 0509.
Okay.
Let's see, you're called and informed that she spoke with Tech Jimmy, who handles installations in her area. And, Jimmy, I need to put Jimmy with NBT. Let's see, you're with NBT. And he informed her that he will go out to customers' residence tomorrow, 4:13, between 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. to complete the installation of the cooktop. I attempted to contact Jimmy. Well, let me see how I put it up. I called Jimmy's phone number 3 times, and each time the call went straight to voicemail. I don't know what else to say. Let's see. Please contact the customer to confirm that the tech will be going out tomorrow between 12 and 4 p.m. And please make sure the order is routed as it is likely to not appear in the schedule, will not appear on E-Track for the tech.
I don't think so, but hold on.
Okay.
So, are we good?
Okay. Almost. I'm almost done. I'm just going to send this email over to the installation office and to our team, so that way, everyone has the necessary information about the order in regards to the tech going out, because even if I don't have the ability or the authority right now to be able to schedule the order, even if I could schedule this order right this minute, it would not show up on the tech's E-Track.
I understand.
Which is their, system they use for their orders. Let's see here.
Okay. I've got a customer here waiting for me. I've got to help them if we're through.
Let's see.
Hello?
We're almost through.
I just wanted to verify. The only thing I wanted to verify is if you received the PO. That's all I wanted to know.
We definitely have the order. It's just not scheduled. If it's not scheduled, it doesn't show up on the text e-track. And because I'm handling the call, then it's important that
I just don't have time to stay on the phone. I've got people standing here waiting for me, more than one customer. So, you know, I verified what I needed to verify. The order is there. You have it. I know it's going to get installed tomorrow. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
You have a good evening.
You too. Have a good night. Bye-bye.